From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States has dismissed China's proposal to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula after the latest missile launches by Pyongyang. Foreign Minister Wang Yi had called for a halt to the North's missile and nuclear programs with a simultaneous suspension of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises, viewed by the North as a prelude to war. The U.S.-U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the U.N. Security Council such a proposal might be considered for any leader other than Kim Jong-un.
We have not seen any goodwill at all coming from North Korea. I appreciate all of my counterparts wanting to talk about talks and negotiations. We are not dealing with a rational person. If this was any other country, we would be talking about that and it wouldn't be an issue.
She said all options dealing with Pyongyang's nuclear missile threats remain on the table. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said the U.S. stands ready to engage in conditional talks with the North.
We remain open to dialogue with North Korea with the aim of returning to credible and authentic negotiations on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But, and I'll be very clear about this, the onus is on North Korea to take meaningful actions toward denuclearization and refrain from provocations.
He said new ways must be found to convince Pyongyang to end both its sanctioned nuclear and missile activities. At least four people have been killed in northeast Madagascar, with hundreds made homeless by tropical cyclone Inao. By late Wednesday, it had been downgraded to a tropical storm as it tracked toward the capital, Antananarivo. Thousands of Kenyan doctors on strike for months are refusing to return to work in a dispute over wages and working conditions. The government has warned they would be replaced by foreign physicians. This is VOA News. The UN envoy to Syria told the Security Council Wednesday that talks on the country's future will resume March 23rd in Geneva. Stefan de Mistura said the just-concluded fourth round showed how serious the intent is by both the government and opposition to engage in dialogue.
We did not expect miracles, and frankly, we didn't have miracles. But we achieved much more than many people had imagined we could have.
The U.S.-U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley said it's important to get Iran and their proxies out of Syria. That's expected to be a topic high on the agenda in Moscow when Israel's prime minister meets Russia's President Vladimir Putin. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, after meeting Israeli and Palestinian officials, said Wednesday that Britain remains committed to seeking a two-state solution to the Mideast conflict.
And all our government are, as you know, firm, strong supporters, rock-like supporters of Israel. And what we want is to see an Israel that is at peace with its neighbours. And I should remind you that the policy of our government is for a two-state solution.
He acknowledged obstacles, including what he called the accelerated pace of Jewish settlement activity and demolition to the occupied West Bank continue. He said such barriers must be removed. The vice chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Paul Selva, told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday that Russia has deployed a cruise missile in violation of a 30-year-old arms control pact.
We believe that the Russians have deployed a land-based cruise missile that violates the spirit and intent of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty. We have conferred with the Russians in the bilateral consultation committee that exists underneath the New START Treaty in order to confront them on that deployment, and we will continue to do so.
He said it presents a risk to NATO forces. Moscow denies any arms treaty violation. A fire that torched a home for abused teens and children in Guatemala Wednesday killed at least 22 girls. Dozens of others have been burned. The blaze apparently began when some residents set fire to mattresses after being isolated following an escape attempt. The mayor of Senegal's capital, Dakar, has been arrested on suspicion of embezzlement. Khalifa Sall, who denies any wrongdoing, is suspected of embezzling nearly $3 million in public funds. His lawyers said his detention is an effort to prevent him from running in July's election. Former Utah governor and presidential aspirant John Huntsman has been offered the post of ambassador to Moscow by President Donald Trump. Huntsman, who served as the top diplomat to China and Singapore under previous administrations, ran unsuccessfully for the Republican nomination in 2012. He would arrive in Moscow at a time of strained relations. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.